brought to you by Penguin.
Metropolis, A History of Humankind's Greatest Invention, by Ben Wilson, read by John Sackville. Introduction. The Metropolitan Century. Today, the world's urban population grew by close to 200,000 people. It will do the same tomorrow, and the next day, and so on into the future. Two-thirds of humanity will live in cities by 2050. We are witnessing the greatest migration of history, the culmination of a 6,000-year process whereby we will have become an urbanized species by the end of the present century. How and where we live is one of the most important questions we can ask ourselves. Much of what we understand about history and about our own times flows from exploring that subject. Since the first urban settlements in Mesopotamia around 4000 BC, cities have acted as gigantic information exchanges. The dynamic interaction of people in the dense, cramped metropolis has generated the ideas and techniques, revolutions and innovations that have driven history. Until the year 1800, no more than 3-5% of the global population lived in sizable urban areas. But this tiny minority had a disproportionate effect on global development. Cities have always been humankind's laboratories, the forcing houses of history. Drawn by the magnetic power of the city, like so many millions every single week, I began researching and writing Metropolis with this premise: that our past and our future are bound up, for good and ill, with the city. I plunged into this vast, multifaceted, perplexing subject at a time of both spectacular urban renaissance and unprecedented challenges to the urban fabric. At the beginning of the 20th century, the traditional city was a place of pessimism, not hope. The devouring industrial metropolis imprisoned its people, poisoning their bodies and minds. It was bringing about social breakdown. In the second half of the 20th century, the response to the horrors of industrialization was in full swing. We seem to be in a process of dispersal rather than concentration. Major global metropolises, such as New York and London, experienced population decline. Cars, telephones, cheap air travel, the frictionless flows of capital around the planet, and, latterly, the internet, allowed us to spread out, undoing the traditional, cramped, intense city centre. Who needed urban social networks when you had limitless virtual social networks? Downtown, which was in any case suffering from crime waves and physical dilapidation, was being replaced by suburban business parks, campuses, home offices, and out-of-town shopping centres. The closing years of the last century and the first decades of this millennium, however, upended those predictions. Most notably in China, a series of ancient cities, and some brand new ones, roared into life, fueled by 440 million rural to urban migrants in 3 decades, and crowned by an orgy of skyscraper construction. Across the world, cities reclaimed their central economic position. Rather than facilitating dispersal, the knowledge economy and superfast communications encourage large companies, small businesses, startups, and freelance creative workers to swarm like bees in a hive. Technological, artistic, and financial innovations occur when experts cluster. Humans thrive when they share knowledge, collaborate, and compete in face-to-face settings, and in particular, in places that facilitate information flows. Where once cities tried to woo big manufacturing plants or capture a share of world trade, they now compete for brains. The dependence on human capital and the economic benefits of urban density in post-industrial societies are remaking the modern metropolis. Successful cities transform entire economies, as the much-envied urban-led growth of China...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?